Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air. Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, covering the size of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing you narratives UW System Board of Regents won't allow, and shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. I'm your host, Senator JPO. And today's topic is, how realistic is the economic impact of Summerfest, also known as Sinnerfest? Well, first off, why do I, not jokingly, but oh, I guess half jokingly, but facetiously refer to Summerfest as Sinnerfest? Now, I posted on Reddit, as well as in the Discus comments section of the Wisconsin Public Radio website, as to why I feel that way, and I'm just scrolling down to what I wrote. Okay, so here it is. Sinnerfest. It encourages hedonism, drunken driving, petty theft, cheating on lovers, and exploitation of marginalized people, such as those who work Sinnerfest. And that's just at the surface. If you go even deeper, then you can find even more reasons as to why we should refer to Summerfest as Sinnerfest. But that's not really the topic today. What is the topic front and center is examining the assumptions underlying this claim by Kristen Settle of Visit Milwaukee that Summerfest somehow produces an economic impact of $200 million. I find that hard to believe, because anytime someone goes and makes this claim about an economic impact, you know they have some type of ulterior motive, and they better well show their methodology and the fact that neither Visit Milwaukee nor WPR shows any type of study. It just stinks. It reeks of suspicion. So live today on this podcast, I'm delving into a possible means of achieving a realistic number for how much money Sinnerfest truly brings into Milwaukee. So the first thing we have to start with is the attendance. Now, it's been documented that attendance at Sinnerfest has peaked at around 900,000 and it's declined in recent years to around 800,000. And I looked online for the price of a Summerfest general admission ticket, assuming, okay, for sake of this economic impact study, let us presume that very few customers take advantage of all the gimmicks that give them a discount. So they aren't collecting Coca-Cola cans, or they aren't collecting Boston store receipts, or they aren't bringing three perishable items or any of that other stuff that could give them a discount or even a free ticket. No, let's assume for the sake of this study and publicity, they're all paying full price. In this case, that would be $20 per admission ticket. Okay, so I'm going to my calculations here. Okay, at $20 per ticket among 800,000 patrons, you get $16 million. $16 million in gate alone. And once they're in the Summerfest grounds, well, what do those patrons do? They listen to music and they buy food. Because, of course, you're not allowed to bring food into Summerfest. The only thing you can really bring in is an empty water bottle. Yes, an empty water bottle, and you have to either buy a beverage, or you can go to one of the water fountains, or we call them bubblers in Wisconsin. You have to go to one of the bubblers and tediously fill that water bottle. They don't have any spigots where you can walk up and just press the lever and then it shoots down, it sprays downward. Nope, they don't have that. You have to go to a bubbler, press that button, and hope that there's enough water pressure for the water to arc into the opening of your water bottle. Okay, so that's $7.2 million, assuming $12 average price per meal, and assuming that 4 out of 5 of those patients buy. In fact, I'm just going to double check here. Okay, so 4 out of 5. I have 800,000 patrons times 0.8. Okay, so we have 640,000 people buying a meal. Not just a snack, but a full meal at Sarnfest, right? And then let's find $12 per meal, fill them up. Okay, so we actually have $7.68 million. $7.68 million, assuming that $12 per meal, and you have 640,000 of those patrons buying. Well, that's your net from the food receipts. Okay, what else do patrons do? They buy merchandise. Okay, now there's going to be a lower frequency of people buying merch than food because, I mean, everyone gets hungry, but not everyone wants merchandise. So let's say, maybe 1 in 4. I was going to say 1 in 5, but I'm leaning towards 1 in 4 simply because of the sibling effect where if one child is purchased merchandise by his or her parents, well, his or her siblings are going to want some merchandise as well. So 1 out of 4, so 800,000 patrons times 0.25, it gets us 200,000 patrons who are buying some type of merchandise. Okay, and it's $23 for a t-shirt. That's a good average. Let's assume, again, I went with 1 out of 4 instead of 1 out of 5, so assuming they only buy a t-shirt is a fair assumption to counterbalance the fact that I probably am overestimating how many people are buying stuff. Now, $23 times 200,000 patrons. Now that gets you $4.6 million in merchandise. Okay, what else? Okay, the amphitheater. Oh, yes, the Marcus Amphitheater. It seats 25,000 people. Now, every night they have a show, and there's only one show for which you can buy tickets, but the average ticket price, according to Ticketmaster, for a Summerfest show at a Marcus Amphitheater is $90. Now, assuming every amphitheater show at Summerfest is sold out, which is not, but assume for the sake of publicity it is, the gate for each night of shows would be $2.25 million each night. A Summerfest has 11 days, and on each of those nights they have a show at the amphitheater. So multiply that $2.25 million by 11, and you get $24.75 million. That's nearly $25 million from the Marcus Amphitheater. And that's not all. There's also the Level Up gimmick from the Miller Oasis Lodge. The VIP level deck is what they've been calling it. And the scene for that, well, it's a VIP level, so it's only going to be about, they didn't even have a seat count. But let's be optimistic. If it's VIP, it's not going to be in the thousands, okay? It's not going to be in the thousands. It might be around 500. It's like a small, more intimate club atmosphere. So let's be optimistic and say it can see up to 500. So you have 500 people buying the VIP deck experience every night. And that costs, it's comparable to Marcus Amphitheater, but a little cheaper. So it only costs $70 for a VIP experience, and you have 500 seats. So you multiply those together in each night you get, calculating that right now, you get $35,000 gross a night from a VIP level deck. So obviously, you multiply that by 11, because that's how many days are in Sarnfest, and then you get $385,000. Okay, so VIP level deck, I mean, it's not the biggest money maker, but they have to do something for people who want to appear more exclusive, and it's for the same type of crowd who buy the box seats at the hockey games and stuff. So, okay, Well, we have our figures now, so we can begin adding them all together because, oh, duh. Yeah, what else? Summerfest, that they have like amusement rides. Yeah, and they have a Sky Glider. Okay, so Sky Glider tickets. Last time I checked, I want to say those are a solid $10 each. Yeah, and Sky Glider is not that popular. I mean, my parents took me in the 90s. It was never that busy. And I think nowadays, especially now with people tend to be afraid of heights more often than not, I'd say Sky Glider patronage has remained about the same, especially because Summerfest is in decline. It truly is. When you look at the acts, there just aren't the big name acts nowadays that there were in the 90s. But, okay, so let's be optimistic. 1 in 10 patrons use the Sky Glider. No, say 1 in 20, right? 1 in 20. So we have 40,000 patrons using the Sky Glider, and it's $10 per ticket. So that gives us $400,000. So the Sky Glider has a bigger gross than the Miller Lite Oasis, but hold on here. Well, that's just in one day. That's just in one day of the Sky Glider eclipses the 11-day take of Miller Lite Oasis. But hold on here. So then we have times 11. Okay, so that Sky Glider brings us about $4.4 million. Typing this right now. What about the other rides? Certainly, some of the other rides are more popular than a Sky Glider. Oh, and they're all, if I recall correctly, like each attempt at, like each ticket at a ride is $5. And if you do the Carnival Games, which I am pretty sure Summerfest still has Carnival Games, even though I haven't been there in a long time. I have really no desire to hire. I call it Sinnerfest. But okay, so $5 per ride. And how many of those patrons will go on a ride? Well, some enthusiasts of amusement park rides, they like to go multiple times. So even though the percentage of people who want to go on the rides is not going to be that great, it'll be better than Sky Glider. And it'll be somewhat exaggerated due to the repeat riders. So, okay, Sky Glider, I had the probability at 1 in 20. For rides, I'm going to say 1 in 10. 1 in 10 of the Summerfest patrons goes on at least one ride. And again, I pad out that number by the accounting for repeat riders. Okay, so we have 10% of 800,000 is 80,000. So mathematically, we have 80,000 patrons. $5 a ride. Sorry, I'm trying to hold this phone to be on the conference line, and I'm typing at the same time. And this isn't a very big phone, so I can't really wedge it between my shoulder and my neck that comfortably. Okay, so $80,000 times five. Really, this should be mental math, but I'm speaking too, and usually I can get this mental math no problem. But okay, yeah, it's pretty much confirms what I was thinking. So it's $400,000 per day, the same as Sky Glider, really, because even though the rides are cheaper than the Sky Glider, they have more patrons. So again, the Summerfest long take for the rides is also $4.4 million. Okay, so the amusement games like Ring Toss and the Mallet of Strength. Well, again, with those, the kids who don't want to go on the rides, some of those will probably want to go and play some of the games. So again, I have 1 in 10 are going to patronize the amusement games. But for those, are only like $3 per try. $3, so we have, again, $80,000 times 3 this time. And I want to say it's going to be $240,000, but I'm going to double check here. I'm going to use my calculator to double check my mental math. Yes, I was correct. $240,000 in one day from the games. Multiply that by 11 days of Summerfest. And the games bring in $2.64 million. Okay, we have a lot of figures now that we can add together. So let's add to that the $4.4 million. You know what? I'm just going to, I have all these written out with all these decimal places on the calculator. I'm just going to shorten it to three significant digits here. That'll make calculation much easier. Okay, so $2.64 million from rides plus the $2.64 million from the games. That's for the games. For the rides, we have $4.4 million. So we have running total of $704. And then to that, we add $4.4 million from the Sky Ride, Sky Glider, that is. Okay, so I keep on shifting between my notes and the calculator. I have to get back to the calculator here, tab over, plus 4.4. Okay, so that's 11.44 ongoing total here. And we keep on moving up. Okay, so Miller Lite Oasis. Let's add it in last, because it's such a small number, it's only going to be like 0.385 million. So we'll skip that for now. Marcus Amphitheater. Oh, yeah, Marcus Amphitheater. That's the big one. That's only second to the gate. What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to skip down and... Oh, yeah, Amphitheater. If they're sold out, they can actually earn... It can earn 150% of just the gate alone. That's amazing. Okay, so we add the merchandise here. Add $4.6 million in merchandise. So right now, 16 mil. That's the equivalent of the merchandise, the rides, the games, and Sky Glider. Now, on top of that, we're going to add $7.68 million for food. Oh, daggone, I'm still in the notepad. I have to tab back over to the calculator. All right. Now we're adding 7.68 million. Now we're up to 23.72 million. Now we account for all the tickets sold, general admission. That's $16 million. We're up to 39.72 million. We're going to add the Marcus Amphitheater ticket revenue, and that is, where did I put it? I had the notes right here. Don't you just love these live shows? My goodness. Okay, so here we are. Marcus Amphitheater, for the whole entire duration of Summerfest, it brings in $24.75 million. I'm going to add that in the calculator. 24.75. It brings us $64.47 million. Now we add in that tiny part from the Miller Lite Oasis. Okay, so 64.47 plus the 0.385 million. Okay, so $64 million and almost $65 million. We have $64.855 million. In direct revenue from Summerfest. Yeah, that's only $65 million. That's not $200 million. I mean, what is Visit Milwaukee smoking to somehow get $200 million from the $65 million? I mean, I'm these very optimistic assumptions here, because really the Marcus Amphitheater shows are not sold out. So you aren't getting $25 million a gate from Marcus Amphitheater, you may be doing $23.5 million. Okay, so I'm saying the hope, right? So $7 million for Fest alone. Now the hotels, well, let's do some math, more math, right? This whole podcast has been nothing but math. Okay, so we have $200 million divided by $65 million. So essentially, Visit Milwaukee overestimates their economic impact by a factor of three. It estimates 3.08 times the revenue that Summerfest actually brings. Now, I can imagine they're probably arguing, think about the hotels and the car rental services and the ride-sharing services. Okay, are those hotels and taxis and local restaurants around Summerfest, are they really bringing in all together? Are they really bringing in twice as much as Summerfest? I don't think so. No, because usually the economic impact of businesses around the main attraction never exceeds the main attraction itself. That's just a rule of thumb. You'd be hard-pressed to find the businesses around, let's say, Wisconsin Dells. Here's a good example, right? What about, what about Lake Delton, right? I mean, how much of, like, the Lake Delton Walmart's business is from people who vacation in Wisconsin Dells? I would say no more than 10%. But really, you have these optimistic assumptions here. And Summerfest is not year-round like the Wisconsin Dells attractions are. Summerfest is just 11 days. It's closed in the middle. Otherwise, it would be 12 days. 11-day event, and then it's closed. So I just don't believe Visit Milwaukee. There's no way that the surrounding hotels, the surrounding restaurants can all together accrue $130 million. Because you know what? That $130 million, at least according to Visit Milwaukee, is what the U.S. Open tournament brought in last week. So, I mean, you have the equivalent of the U.S. Open tournament being claimed by Visit Milwaukee as to how much these surrounding restaurants and the hotels and probably other things I'm not thinking of right now, the businesses in general that are along Harbor Drive in that general area around the festival park. No way they're bringing in $130 million from Summerfest patrons when Summerfest itself is only milking $65 million. So realistically, when you account for ancillary business from surrounding businesses, so this extra revenue from surrounding businesses adjacent to the fair park, including airports, hotels, restaurants, and ride sharing. And you can hear me typing all this up here in my notes. You get no greater than $65 million, not $130 million. Thereby bringing Summerfest economic impact to $130 million, not $200 million. There you go, folks. I solved the mystery. The economic impact of Summerfest is not $200 million. It is only $130 million. Now, percentage-wise, how much did Visit Milwaukee overstate Summerfest's economic impact? Well, overstated by a factor of 154%. Overstated by 154%. That's what Visit Milwaukee did. Shame on them. Well, I'm going to put my notes online because I know there's a lot of stuff to process verbally. And unless you're taking your own notes on your tablet or what, I'm sure this was quite the difficult podcast episode to follow, but it was well worth it. Live on air, I exposed Kristen Settle of Visit Milwaukee of being a charlatan who grossly overestimates the economic impact of Summerfest. And you know who's another crook who overestimates the economic impact of where you're studying? David J. Ward of North Star Economics. Yeah, he pulled the same baloney in claiming the economic impact of UW-Madison is somehow $2.3 billion at the B. Well, I destroyed his argument as well with my own assumptions and calculations. But it's just the news outlets aren't going to pay attention to the critics of these reports because it would be impolitic and it would cut off any future business that these news outlets have with North Star Economics or with Visit Milwaukee, because instead of obeying the truth, they have to go and they have to do these talk pieces and they have to placate and pander to these liars, to Kristen Settle of Visit Milwaukee, to David J. Ward of North Star Consulting. Yeah, they're a pack of liars because they make up, fabricate, and exaggerate claims of economic impact without showing their methods. Whereas here online, I showed my method, every single step. And by showing my methodology, I proved that the economic impact of Summerfest is only $130 million. Case closed. Well, thanks for listening, folks. And this has been a special edition of WPR Rebuttal, taking the task Visit Milwaukee for its absurd claim about the economic impact of Summerfest. You all take care and have a safe time. And the sooner you get out of Summerfest, the better. Later.